my cat wants to go outside, she scratches the door and just won't stop. It usually works, too.
That kind of persistence pays off, and it's exactly the same with prayer. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. Have you ever wanted a special birthday gift from your mom or dad, and so you ask them about it all the time? I mean, you just want to make sure they know that you want it, right? Well, you can pray the same way, too. If you have a special request for God, you can ask Him over and over and over. And don't worry, God will never get tired of hearing from you. Colossians 4:2 says, "Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart." And now our story. It's entitled Persistent Coco. "Coco, not now. I'm busy," Lainey said as she turned a page in her book. But Lainey's chocolate-colored cat continued to scratch on the door, wanting to go outside. Coco loved to chase the birds and butterflies and lounge on the porch swing, and she wouldn't stop scratching until someone let her out. "Coco, I've got to say, you sure are persistent, and it usually works," Lainey said when she finally got up to open the door. Coco darted outside and jumped up onto the porch swing. Lainey laughed and sat down beside her to continue reading. "Are you enjoying your book?" asked Mom a little later when they were having lunch. "When do you have to turn in your book report?" "The book report is due on Tuesday, and the book is pretty good." Coco had a great idea for a reading spot, too. "We both ended up on the porch swing when Coco wouldn't stop scratching on the door to go outside. I guess her persistence paid off for both of us." Mom smiled. "That makes me think of a story in the Bible." She took her Bible from the shelf and read a few verses that talked about how praying was like asking a friend for bread over and over until it's given to you. Jesus was teaching the disciples how to pray and wanted to show them the importance of being persistent, Mom explained. "We need to be persistent in prayer. God wants us to keep on asking and expecting Him to answer. He loves us so much that He sent His Son Jesus to die for us, and He wants us to come to Him with our wants, needs, and concerns." Coco was persistent until she got what she needed, or should I say wanted, and that's the kind of persistence we need to have when we pray, knowing that God hears us and will always answer with what's best. The next time Coco keeps scratching at the door, I'll remember that's how God wants me to come to Him with my needs and concerns, Lainey said as she helped her mom clear the table. When they finished, Lainey grabbed her book. "Come on, Coco, let's go out on the porch swing." So how about you? Have you ever wondered why prayer is important? Prayer is a way to get to know God better. As we communicate our wants, needs, and concerns to Him, He gives us His peace and helps us learn to trust Him. He wants us to boldly bring our requests to Him in prayer again and again, knowing that He will answer, even if it's in a different way than what we're asking. Pray persistently and trust God to answer in the way He knows that's best. Our key verse for today is Colossians 4:2.
"Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart."
And our key thought for today, be persistent in prayer.
Hey, Zach, sometimes I'm just not good at sharing. Why wouldn't God just make me share, since He made everything and controls everything?
Hey, Nathan, I'm so glad that you sent your question to me. I can relate to what you're saying because sometimes I don't feel like sharing either. Here's something to think about that might help. According to Psalm 24:1, everything really belongs to God anyway. That includes everything I own and everything that you own. He allows us to have it for a little while. When I think of things that way, it's a lot easier for me to share because I'm not sharing my stuff. I'm really sharing God's stuff. I hope that helps. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.